Okay, so when I first moved out here in 2021, I started working at that shop. That shop was licensed at first. I ended up getting my own salon studio and was working out of there. I'm a cosmetologist. I ended up going to another, get my own spot, solo spot. Then that shop had closed down on that razor and share spot closed down in like 2023 of January. I was already gone. They had went and got a new owner and reopened. At that time, I was still working in my own solo suite. As the pricing as my solo suite, I was paying $1,200 a month to work there. Once that shop opened, they had offered me to come back. I denied it a few times, but then I did find out I was having a baby. So I did was thinking, okay, I can go a cheaper rent. So I went back to the barbershop because I am a cosmetologist. So that's all I practice. I do. I pretty much do a lot of everything. So I went back to work there. But I know that the shop was not unlicensed because, like I said, previously I was there underneath another owner and it was licensed. So I did not know anything of that. I did speak to the owner as of now because when I got this the mail and the mail to call for the poor hearing and actually the email and then another lady called me from the state board. She had told me I still am not aware if they do have a license there, but after that affirmed date when the inspector came through, well, after all that went down, I guess the barber owner kind of got a hold of you guys. I end up just coming back and I'm not actually just cut outside of my house. So, and do the stuff I have to do here. Cause I no longer work there. So I don't know what, yeah. I
Okay, well,
was
you
just
know
there
you
at
can look
that
up the
time.
license online, right? You know you can look it up on our website. So if you're not
Yeah,
sure if
I
you
just,
need to list it, look it up.
yeah, I didn't know that. Like, I was just like aware that they had just opened up the shop. I did not know that their shop wasn't licensed at all. But when I moved from Iowa, I've always been I transferred from Iowa to Arizona. I did all of that, and then I've always been licensed since I've moved out here. I did not know the shop itself was not licensed. They offered me to come back because they had, like I've already previously knew the people that were there. And like I said, at that time, my baby was just coming to be born. So I decided to go with cheaper rent and went over there. And then once I found that out, once he came through and basically everything became brought to the surface, remove myself just from the situation because once again, I didn't want to go no further to get any trouble or any
All right.
charges.
So, this is kind of like a lot of things. I mean, you kind of got caught being there. It would have been nice if it had been the other way around. But you were just there,
Yeah,
that's
that's
all.
up. Yeah.
No big
Yeah.
deal.
So the razor and shear barber shop are based.
I checked the other day and I tried everything to get into it. The same name, capitalized, all this different stuff, trying to do it, trying to carve the color back to the financial.
So there's no more salon.
It's probably still there. I just it's just not interested though.
So you don't have a license. You can answer the question. All right. So at this point, though, with Christopher, he just got caught up in this situation. We need to deal with this first, but we might also want to take a look at, keep an eye on those guys if they're not functioning correctly. All right. So, does anybody have any questions of Mr. Fortuna? Okay, if not, do we have an order of actually the finance facts and conclusions of law? Or
I move that we adopt the finance and facts and conclusions of law.
Second,
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. So, yeah, I need to. Is there any distinction? Anyone who does not agree this happened? All right. So, apparently, unanimously, we agree that finance facts and conclusions of law. Do we have an order of discipline in this matter?
I move that we offer a consent agreement for $50 civil penalty. At 12 months to pay it.
Do we have a second?
Second, I'm excited.
All right, a motion is second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone on the phone?
Aye.
I was gonna say I'm a nay, but.
Nay, okay. We have one, two, three, four.
What about Goodman?
I think that was Goodman who said nay, I think.
No, that was Turrentine.
Oh, it's Chafe, okay. Yeah, I hadn't gotten to the nays yet, but I'm happy to know that. So we think in the ayes, there were three, four ayes. Okay, and those who would vote nay, Chafe was nay.
Correct.
Anyone else? So Nick must have been an aye.
Yes.
Okay, so that's five. All right, so then.
I'm sorry. Marshall Knox left the meeting at 12:01.
Marshall Knox left the meeting, yes. All right, so by majority, then we agree that there'll be a $50 associated with this event. And, you know, you just got caught, Christopher, it just would, life goes that way sometimes. But in the future, check and see where you are, go online, look for it, okay?
Can I just say a real quick, Christopher, since I have you here, when you have your own suite, you will want your own establishment license as well for your suite.
Yeah, good advice. So if you open your own place, that makes sure you get an establishment license, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we're just trying to protect you.
So like, if I go to like a salon fee mall, so that I have to have my own establishment license?
Yeah, if you're working on your own, you need your own license. That way you're safe.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, thanks, Christopher. Appreciate it. All right, you'll get a letter to the fact. Yeah, thanks for being responsible. We appreciate it. All right. Now let's go to case number five, our case number 2024-00160. Kimberly Bonds, license 10300111. Star Sticks, if you're on the phone. Kimberly Bond. Fifth Kimberly?
Yeah, this is me.
All right, good job. All right, Kimberly, do you swear or affirm the testimony you give today be the whole truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, so our investigator is moving over to the appropriate spot. She'll review the case with us. We'll ask her question, and then we'll come back and ask you questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Chavez, would you teach us about this?
Sure. Good morning, members of the board and Chairman Beckley. My name is Lisa Chavez. On December 19th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of bona fide air. And I spoke with owner Kimberly I. During the inspection, identified the following license violation, verified the establishment license, FPOS, so I did 16 for bona fide air on the board database, and determined that it had been inactive over 4 years and 8 months. This establishment has not had an active establishment license since December 17, 2019. After 2 years of the establishment license, inactive status, the establishment is considered an unlicensed establishment. The respondent received her first license and never attempted to renew the license. I found no sanitation issues. I provided the owner with an inspection report and educated her before leaving. As of January 4, 2021, the agency no longer accepting renewal fine mail. All items received by mail will return with instructions to create online accounts for both individuals and establishment accounts and pay online. So the agency was no longer accepting payments by mail. This information has also been on the board website since January 4, 2021. According to the agency's database, the respondent did not contact the board until May 13, 2024, when she requested the reactivation of her establishment. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Was the, on May 13th, was it actually a filing for a new salon license or just an inquiry?
Reactivation.
So she's trying to reactivate. Okay, perfect. Questions on the board? All right, Ms. Bond, can you talk to us about this? Give me an idea of what's going on here?
Yeah. Okay. So in 2018, when I first opened my studio, I went in person for the application. And I had my establishment license until 2019. And then after 2019, I guess I assumed that it was a one-time deal, because every time when I logged in to renew my personal, I would never ever see a renewal button for an establishment license. So on my part, I was like unaware that there was an online like application to do, because I guess they went from in person to online. And with like COVID, and then I also had to get like 3 surgeries. I think I just, it was like unknown. I had no idea that I was supposed to go online and fill out an application.
All right.
But then when,
right?
What was that?
You're aware now of the annual license, correct? Are you aware it's an annual license?
I wasn't aware of the annual establishment.
Right.
But I renew my personal every 2 years.
Right. But today, as we're talking to each other, you are aware that it's an annual license, correct?
Yeah. So I tried to go in.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Okay, I just want to make sure you were okay now. Okay.
Well, yeah, except for I've come across an issue.
Uh-oh.
When I was notified that I had to have an online account, I got the online account, and then I went in to renew, and it will only let me renew for 1 year.
That's
and I've been logging, and
it's
I
an
can't,
annual life, right?
But it's only valid until 2020, and it won't let me update.
So
the rest of them.
That's why she applied for a reactivation,
right?
Which is in process, is my understanding.
But is she applying for a 2020 license?
So as far as I've seen on our website, our database, notification from Darnay Griffin, the she had looked into reactivation for.
So they complete an online form to receive their quote.
Oh, so this is where I'm also confused.
Yeah, if you hang on, we'll try to help you.
Well, actually, I think at this point, Mr. Chair, we probably need to move the case, and we'll be happy to help her if she contacts us through the process of reactivation. My point in bringing it up was you can't renew an inactive license. You have to reactivate your license, and we will be happy to help her with that, but that's not within the purview.
Yeah, they're going to coach you through this because it's just a little bit of sequencing that has to be done correctly.
So
who can she toss to so she can get through this?
Customer care.
She can call a customer.
If you'll call customer care while you're on the computer, they'll walk you through it. Okay.
So I talked to Rosa about this. And she gave me instructions on how to do it. And so I went in and filled out the online application to renew. And that's when it let me renew my original establishment license for 1 year.
Oh, great. So you are now an established license to go in and pay, re-up.
She still has to do the reactivation.
But it won't let me. It will only let me do 1 year.
Okay, here's your solution. Call customer care while you're on the computer and tell them what you're doing, and they'll walk you through it. Okay? This is not a weird thing. It just has to be done right. You good?
Okay.
All right, that's how you get out of this. All right.
Now, my other.
Yep.
My other question is my trade name.
Yeah, your trade name. You need to go to the Secretary of State for trade name.
No longer.
Okay, you
right.
Don't need
so to. I need email.
Yeah, we changed the rules. They've been forever coming in, but now they're in. So luckily, we don't care if you have a trade name or not. Okay?
Oh. Okay.
We no longer exist. Yeah. It's a good idea for you, but that's personal business. We're out of it.
Okay, got it.
All right, school deal. So now we're here.
I'm gonna make a motion. Tracy Wilkinson here. I'd like to move that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Okay, Brandon McFadden, second it.
All right, motion and second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, sounds like unanimously we agree that we're gonna find fact and conclusion of law. Now, do we have an order of discipline in this matter?
I move that we offer a consent agreement for $500 civil penalty if not signed within 30 days, move to a formal hearing, 12 months to pay it, and 12 months probation to make sure that she does get this figured out.
Okay, and is it at 500 because it was before? This is the same problem we ran into. Currently, our standards is 250. That's what we said.
Okay, I'll change that to 250 civil penalty. And now the 12-month probation and also the pay it in 12 months.
Beautifully done.
I second that, McFadden.
Move motion and second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Three, four. Any opposed? Aye. Anybody opposed?
Nay.
You have one nay. The balance of ayes. So by majority, this passed. So. All right, so Ms. Bond, so we're going to send you a letter about this, but we fined you $250 for all this stuff going on. But again, call customer service, be on your computer, let them coach you through it, fix this, be done with it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you. Good luck with your business.
Thank you.
Number six. Thank you, bye-bye. Number six, our case number 98565. Holly Goodnail and Spa, SNT 18421. Holly Goodnail and Spa LLC is the owner. Ben Nguyen, license 502-00608. Good, is that you?
Yeah.
All right. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give to be truthful?
Yes.
And you state your name?
Ben Nguyen.
Ben Nguyen, and you're up here because. Did she notice? On this?
No.
No? All right, so we won't be able to take testimony from you, but if you'd like to sit by, you're welcome to sit by. I don't know.
And Mr. Chair, members of the board, for the record, we do have an LLC attestation representation form on file for those.
My next question. Ms. Bergeron.
Brian.
Good to see you. Can you tell us about this case?
Good afternoon. It's Bradley and the board of the Cash Bergeron. On October 18th, 2023, a consecutive inspection of Holly Goodnail and Spa. Thus, the owner, Ben Nguyen. During the inspection, I identified the following violations. I saw one unlicensed operator, Ms. Holder, with Michigan Leo license. She was working at the time of the inspection. I saw no sanitation issues. The photograph attached to this report. As of May 14th, I verified on the board database and determined that Tim Holder did apply for a personal license and was approved. Provided the license date with the inspection report and indicated that before leaving. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to address them.
Any questions, our investigator? All right, so, Mr. Nguyen, would you review this for us?
Yes, so Ms. Ann has come to me in December of 2022 asking for a job. And I had told her that she needs the Arizona license.
Mm-hmm.
So she went and she applied online or in person. Okay, so she applied online. I had sent the receipt. Of the on the record, she has the receipt on December 20th, 2022.
Oh, fine.
And her license never came. She had called. I had even called and asked for her myself, and then so I took her into work and it was at the end of January because it was late.
Right.
She had a son coming in from Vietnam, and she has work. So she showed me this, received. So I took her in and for a job, and we had to call every month, even her teacher. The son goes to the school and ended up, a teacher called in and talked to they were too, but we never got to the license. But then when Kathy came and then the license just filled up on February 14, 2024.
Good person to have come over. Should invite her back.
But for some reason, you know, I've been in Arizona for 24 years and we're in our business for 20 years. We never have any violation. I have never had anything like this. And normally with this,
right,
the technician could work because it's verified that she paid and, you know, that license.
Yeah, well, it has to be an issued license that would allow her to work. I understand that, but I also understand the situation that it looked like she was there. Do we have any idea what happened in the 2022?
Yeah, so we do have the application from 2022. We never received the certification from the state of Michigan until, which generally speaking, I can't say that this case in particular, because we don't have these notes, but generally speaking, it's with the applicant has not applied to their home state for their certification, why we wait for these extended periods of time. The person in question, Ms. Molter, called October 18th and was told we were 23, was told that we were still waiting on the certification, called 1-8-24, was told we were still waiting on a certification. On 2-5, was told she was still waiting on her certification. And we did finally receive that certification, and Ms. Molter was licensed on February 14th of this year.
Board have any questions about that?
Well, I just have one question in general. A receipt's never been acceptable form of.
No, it's gotta be a license. Understand that.
I just wanted to.
It's kind of an odd thing that then it drifts forward and all of a sudden popped out the woodwork, but.
And that's just a receipt that was applied for, or?
Well, it was a receipt that is showing she paid and for her license, but I think it's. You said that because the state of Michigan never stand up. We called state of Michigan too, and they say they already did. So somewhere along the line, the mail got messed up or somewhere. Because I did have my my rep with living during 2022 also. 8 years that I've been in this location, out of nowhere, my mail was gone missing from that location to the landlord for 2 months straight. So I don't know what happened, but normally we're pretty good with it. You guys are, when every time someone applies, a license probably come back within 2 to 4 weeks. Now it's online, it's even faster now.
Right.
So.
Okay.
I move that we adopt the finding of fact for inclusion to law.
Second that, McFadden.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that passes by.
I move that we offer a consent agreement for 250 civil penalty. About 538 in formal hearing. I would say they can pay within 12 months. I don't think probation is needed at this point, since she does have a wife.
Okay, motion. Do we have a second?
So this would mean nothing if someone paid.
Just a receipt.
Just a receipt, yeah.
So is there anyone online who's seconding the motion? Okay, motion doesn't go. Do we have an additional motion for this case? An alternative motion? I'll make a motion. We seem to be mute. And I want to go home. I move that we issue a disciplinary letter of concern. Motion. They may not have done anything incorrect. They may have. I don't know, but it was a long time without life. So there needs to be a note of it, but I'm not sure anybody did anything wrong.
That's I second motion. That.
A motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Anyone opposed?
Nay.
Goodman opposed.
Judy. Okay, by majority, we're issuing a letter of concern. So, yes. We appreciate it. Things happen sometimes. Nobody here tried to do anything bad. Nobody in your side tried to do anything bad. Sometimes life just goes on.
But just for the record, I have been in their board before, and they, people at the state board said that you can work with the receiver. No, it didn't. Told me that before.
I believe you, but it has to be a light.
It has to be like.
Yeah.
I had a board before that.
I totally agree with that could have happened, but that's not where we are.
So that I would understand better.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. I think you're doing a good job. I think you're working hard. She's obviously very responsible. She's going to be here. I appreciate you both.
We also appreciate your consistency.
Yeah. What makes the industry good. We appreciate you. Thank you.
And we get a letter?
You will get a letter in the mail. Number seven, our case number 98620. Elect Marie Para, 12101112.
Hello?
Hi, are you Alexa?
Hello?
Hello, are you Alexa? All right, good. Alexa, glad you're here. Alexa, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you gave me truthful?
Yes.
State your name, please.
Alexa Para.
Okay, beautifully done. All right, so our investigator is going to tell us about this story. We're going to come back and you ask your questions.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Ms. Bergeron.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bailey and the members of the board. My name is Kathy Bergeron. I'm 2023. I conducted an inspection of the Alexa Beauty Mark. And so did the owner, Ms. Para. During the inspection, I identified the following violation. I found Ms. Para working in an unlicensed establishment at the time of the inspection. I found no sanitation issues. I verified the Alexa Beauty Mark establishment on the fourth database and determined that she did apply and was approved February 7th of 2024. I provided the licensee and the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to.
Looks like you did a great job. Thank you. Ms. Para?
Yes.
How did you go so long without getting your salon license?
So I did have my salon license. I just had moved buildings. And by the time state board came in, I was probably 3 weeks in that building. So my establishment license didn't have the new address. Yeah, but I did have an establishment license.
Was it named the same thing? Was your salon always named the same thing? Ms. Para? Are you still there? Ms. Para, are you still on the line? Star six, if you muted your phone.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can, yes. Glad you're back.
Okay.
But was your salon always named the same thing? Was your license in that name at the other location?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we verify that? Somebody that does that sort of thing for a living? I'm not sure where I'm looking. I know I used to look at it, but I'm not sure who I should go.
You check in this one.
Do you guys inherit that? Okay.
Oh.
We got Carlo, but he's trying hard not to look at me. That wouldn't help me any. We're looking up some information.
Okay, cool.
I think we should just ask Jeopardy saying, I can push that button. That's what we're doing.
Ms. Bergeron, was there any talk of establishment license for its front place or the move or anything when you went in there?
You expected to go.
All right.
Still an active license at that point, or she had moved location?
Yeah, it looks like she had an active license for a different location.
Okay. So what we actually have here is 3 weeks that she moved. She should have informed us within 10 days. But she was 2 weeks further when Ms. Bergeron found her.
Was anything posted?
She did have the old license from the old place, so it did in her new place.
And was the old license expired?
No, that wasn't expired.
Oh, it's right to the spot.
They had a different address and it was a different building. So technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was right to the spot.
Is there a history on this?
After finding.
All right, Ms. Para, you know, what we're figuring out here is that you had an active license, but you moved. By law, you have 10 days to let us know about that move, and you were 21 days into it at that point. Does that sound about right?
Can you repeat that one more time? You broke up.
You had an active license and you were doing just fine. Then you moved to a new location. By law, you have 10 days to tell us about that change. We were actually 21 days into it when we bumped into you. And I was just wondering if that was accurate or not.
Yeah, that's about accurate. I wasn't aware of the 10-day policy, but now I am. But I do currently have an up-to-date cannabis license, and I got that in almost immediately.
Yeah. So the time from the inspection when this was pointed out to you until the license was a couple months, 2 or 3 months. How did that happen?
Probably, I don't really remember. I know I kept going back and forth because I had put my, I believe I had put my home license, and then the state board woman told me that I have to put like the business license. So I was going back and forth a little bit with the board.
He's working your way through it. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. That gives us a better idea what we're dealing with. So how do we feel about this case? We're going to go into discussion now and we'll hopefully put you a resolution here in a second. Any additional discussion?
No, I move that we adopt the findings of fact.
I'm second it.
All right, so we have motion and second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
We agree that that happened. All right.
Is there any history to this?
Yes, she does have history. She has a case back in November 18th of 2022. She was found performing services in an alliance establishment in February 3rd of 2023. She received a letter of concern for the same issues. She was operating in an alliance establishment.
Okay. So, do we have an order of discipline with Matt?
Oh, my. Yeah, I move to offer a consent agreement for a 250 civil penalty if not signed within 30 days into formal hearing, 12 months probation, and 12 months to pay it.
Do you have a second?
Yep, McFadden, I'm taking it.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Two.
Aye.
Three.
Aye.
Four.
Four. Is anyone opposed?
Opposed.
Nay.
Goodman, nay.
So three?
Somebody said they agreed with
that. All right, so all three of you are saying nay, I believe, on the phone?
Yes, Nick, yep. Chase, and Flores is what I heard, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were too. All right, that's 3-3, so that does not pass.
Marshall said yay. I'm online.
Oh, Marshall. Hey, buddy. I looked next to me. I didn't see you and I thought you were gone. So good job coming back in. All right. So apparently we are now 4-3. So the majority agreed. So Ms. Para, we have agreed to fine you $250 for this, in part because it's not the first time. So you'll have a year to pay that, be on probation for a year. We appreciate you cleaning it up. And you'll get a letter to this effect. Are you okay? Ms. Barr, are you still there? All right, thank you very much. That's where we're going. Next case up, Thank you. Next case up is number eight. INFP dash 090189 New Look BVE dash 001782 Kid Edwards VAR 005553. Nope. No takers. Are you on the phone? Star six if you are. Kid Edwards. Star six. All right. Hearing no response, I move that case number INFP 090189 move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to the consent agreement before that. That's the motion.
Second.
Thank you. Motion has second. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Mr. Chair, for the I think we should say in our out loud voice at this point that Marshall Knox has returned to the meeting. And I did just receive a message from board member Turrentine that he is stepping out for 30 minutes. But by my
I got it covered. So I'm good.
Great job. Very good.
The record just needs to reflect Marshall return. Marshall, what time did you return?
I never left. I was on the whole time. I was voting.
Oh. Okay. Yeah,
perfect. There. He's good. All right. That moves us down to number 10. Our case number 2024-00145. Mercai Beauty at COS 32515. Mercai Beauty LLC owner, Taylor Boykin, 11402183. Star six if you're online. Taylor Boykin, I can say that. Taylor Boykin, you're on the line, star six. You're in the lobby, stand up. Either one. I'll make a motion at case number 20240145. Move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to the consent agreement before that. That's the motion.
Second, Marshall.
I'm saying second. Thank you, Marshall. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Thank you very much. That moves. Next case number 11-2024-00171. Hope Nail Spa SNT 18919. Hope Nail Spa LLC is the owner. Boo Tran. There's Mr. Tran. Number 11 on the hit parade. Mr. Chan, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give today be the truth and the whole truth?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name?
My name is Bill Tran.
Beautiful. Please have a deep relax.
Thanks.
And our lovely investigator is here and she's going to tell us about it. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Alan Dickerfield. On November 6th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Hot Nail Spa and I spoke with the manager. While inspecting the supply area, 1 gallon of KPI 3000 liquid monomer was found in the storage room with methyl methacrylate, MMA, as the first ingredient listed. The manager was informed that this is a highly toxic substance and it is prohibited to use and or have on the premises of the establishment, and that EMA is within state and federal regulations. The KPI 3000 monomer warning on the bottle states, avoid contact with skin and eye. Avoid inhalation of vapor or mist. If it's on skin, immediately remove and take off all contaminated clothing, rinse skin with water and shower. If inhaled, move the victim to fresh air and keep at rest in a position comfortable for breathing. The bottle states for industrial use only. Nowhere on the monomer's packaging does it to be used for male or on the human body. Due to the nature of how acrylic liquid monomers are used in a salon setting, it is impossible to avoid the warning on the product packaging. According to the board's database, the last ownership change for this establishment was in November 2017, almost 7 years ago. If you have any questions, I will be happy to answer
them. The rest of the salon was good?
There are no other violations.
Good job. Any questions to the board? get this trend. MMA, you know, an established situation here. We don't have a lot of leeway. You can't have it. It's just been outlawed for as long as they. There's not much of a defense. You have it. So is there something you'd like to tell us about this for some reason?
It's weird to take over the that passed up to 17 years. And we took the zoning and to get this, we don't know. Now we know, and that's why we put that map to this way. And we got different the products.
No, it makes perfect sense what you're saying. I mean, that stuff happens. And we took a stand some time ago because we couldn't get this stopped. We don't let it go anymore. So, but we really appreciate you coming in and talking about it. Is there anything about the case that needs to be discussed? If not, go ahead and motions.
Yeah, I move that we adopt the finding of fact and conclusion of the law.
McFadden, I second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Tarrantine.
Thank you. All right, so we agree that this happened. Do we have an order of discipline this matter, a motion for an order of discipline?
I move that we offer consent agreement for $250 civil penalty if not filed within 30 days in a formal hearing with 12 months probation.
And we have a second.
I second that, McFadden.
We have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, apparently, but unanimously. I don't have any fact to give you. I just don't. I mean, a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe, but I really appreciate you coming in and being recovered. That is tremendous for me. Yeah, we really appreciate you being out there making us look good.
Thanks. Way I can play the final, yeah, after mail it in.
They'll send you a paper and then you can pay through the online. But thank you again, and make sure you throw that stuff away. Tell all your friends. Don't get near us. Thank you. Number 13, 2024-00176, House of Barbers and Stylists, BBE 001580, House of Barbers and Stylists LLC is the owner, Richard Muntami. Full name. Like the 11010269. That's one of the Bill's names I've heard in a long time. Do you swear or affirm that testimony give they be truthful, the whole truth?
Yes.
State your name. I want to hear you say.
Richard Muntami.
Muntami. I like that. I'll change my name.
All right. Good afternoon, Mr. Bailey, member of the board. My name is Alan Denkerhill. On September 29th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of House of Barbers and Stylists, and I spoke with him. His name was Anthony. He claimed to be the manager. I verified the establishment license on the board licensing database system and determined that the establishment license expired on June 30th, 2022, 18 months before the inspection. As of May 15th, 2024, establishment license number BBE-001580 is still expired. If you have any questions, I will be happy to go.
Okay, do you have any questions of the investigator? Apparently not. Apparently so.
I'm just looking at is the establishment license? There's nothing else.
So the place was in good shape?
Yeah, there were no other violations.
Nice. Well done.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
All right. So, Mr. Muntami. I love that. Tell me about it.
Several times asking during COVID, and I think you guys were trying to work. Brother was told. I tried to renew the lights.
We were actually giving them away during COVID. They were free.
And but they were more than.
Yeah.
That's what I was told. And I know.
Got away.
Yeah. But they were.
Yeah. That happened. All right. Do we have any questions of Mr. Muntami? I'm going to steal that name as many times as I can.
Curious to know how long you've been a barber?
I've been all my life.
Professional?
I'm in Canada, Toronto. I've been here since 2001. I've been working in the industry.
Thank you.
Looks, the establishment license expired in 2022. And
I have two license. I have the scotch, obviously, license, and the barber license for the shop.
Okay.
The barber license was renewed. I did call, like I said, and for whatever reason, we didn't get through. But when I reapplied like a couple months ago, like last month, I couldn't. And I made a phone call and leave a message, and someone called me like a couple weeks ago. And then it was still, and then with an email.
Okay, so do you have any kind of establishment license at your place, like a salon license?
Yeah, a salon license.
So you have a salon license, it's active, you just don't have the barber license?
Yeah.
But you have barbers working there?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Okay, all right. So, okay, and at this point, yeah, so you're not real sure how to get that license, is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it just the barber establishment license, or is the cosmetology establishment license?
It's only the barber license. He has the other one.
Okay.
Chair, according to the database, the establishment license for House of Barbers and Stylists was active all the way through the COVID years. It did not expire until 6/30 of 2022.
Okay.
Not
the barber one or the?
The barber license, the license in question. So at this point, you would have to renew. And I would also point out that although the boards merged, the licensing systems did not merge until December of 2023. So the process for renewal of the license was the same as it was for the years prior.
Okay.
Thank you. Tracy Wilkinson, I'd like to make a motion that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Brandon McFadden, I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, and all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
And we agree this happened. All right, so to me, there's two things here. One about the motion of this, or the other is how do we get him through this? Just something where you can call customer service and walk you through it?
Yep.
All right, kind of like before, if you get your computer out, call customer service, talk to them while it's going on, they can walk you through it and get you through whatever the issue is. And he'll have to pay some fines because he's late. In there.
Someone will call experience, but get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, thank you. Keeping that in mind, an order of discipline related to.
I move to offer a consent agreement for, I'm going to go with $250. Just civil penalty, $250 civil penalty. If not, five within 30 days for formal hearing and definitely a 12-month probation to make sure we get this all lined up.
McFadden, second that.
Yeah, we have a motion, second, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Four.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Apparently not. Let's see, unanimous. Okay, so we totally agree that stuff's happened. Unfortunately, because of the law, we had to fine you. We fined you $250. We gave you a year to pay it. The $20 a month if you want to. Whatever you got to do to get through it. But we'll have to get you light. So we need you to call in and you know, do that thing I was telling you about, call customer service and talk to them about what you're seeing. Tell them you're having trouble with it and get them to let you walk through it. And they should be able to get you through there. That makes sense? I know, could have been better. I agree. That's our minimum fine. Just say that. So even though it's a lot, it's still our minimum. Even though we're going to have the same name, I thought.
That's the time frame. It's a little too long of a gap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
This, and again, in other parts of life, we're trying to merge these licenses. That's one of the things we're trying to do right now, so it's only one. And then, but you don't have multiple licenses. Because we all agree that shouldn't be that way. But
so how soon can I resolve this? Can I call like tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, it's due their old days.
Monday. Monday.
Absolutely.
And I should be able to pay whatever I need to pay him as the license will be issued.
Yep, for the license, yeah.
Yeah, get that done.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, not a great resolution, but at least we got.
I have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Thank your mother for that name. Or your father, probably. Thank your father for that name. Yeah. to you guys.
All right.
Feel like a bad thing. That's just wrong. All right, last thing. Those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. However, since there's only two of you out there, I'm not expecting anything. So anyway, board may limit those persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number given on any public matter. In addition, each person wishing to address the board will be given 5 minutes to do so. Pursuant to ARS 38431.01, the board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public matters, public comment matters that are not listed on the agenda be limited to directing staff to decide the matter or to schedule future discussion. So do either of you have anything you want to talk to us about?
We've done a great job.
Yes, I have one.
Where'd you come from? Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Hi, my name is Adina. I just want to make sure we're speaking to the people on video chat right now, right?
I believe it's going to everybody. You're in the audience.
Sounds good. Sorry, it's just really hard to hear some of you guys. But anywho, my name is Adina Glasper, and I had a question about a particular case that I seen listed as dismissed. So under section B, number three. So I hadn't received any details about the status of that particular case. I just so happened to be looking at the agenda for today just because I hadn't heard anything and I saw that it was up for dismissal. So I'm just kind of curious, how does that dismissal process just work? How are people not notified of the current status and then now things are just up for dismissal?
Right. This is something in section B, which was the recommended dismissal.
So Mr. Chair, we actually can't comment because their question's not agenda. But if Ms. Glasper would like to reach out to our compliance administrator through the customer care line, to Ms. Rodriguez will be happy to answer those questions about process.
Okay. And additionally, would they be able to discuss why that was dismissed? So details like that?
Yes, apparently so.
Okay, and you said Ms. Rodriguez, does she have a first name?
Rosa.
Can we discuss what dismissal means generally?
Yeah.
No, it's just,
yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are you looking for how it works in general or a specific case?
Both. Like, one is just up for dismissal with no contact other than, hey, we have your case, we'll look into it, but now it's up for dismissal. So like, how did that just happen so like quickly without a status update? But then also too, how was it dismissed in a sense of like, how did the investigation go? How do we come to just dismissing it without providing me with a status update?
Yeah, Rose will be a bad source on that because it's not our agenda, unfortunately. But it's unusual if someone would have a state dismissed and be mad, they'd like to get fined. But I guess if you wanted us to fine you, you could come back.
You might be the complainer.
Oh, are you complaining? Oh, I thought we were going to fine you. Okay. Yeah, please call Miss Rosa. She's the best source of information I've ever found. And ask her anything you want to about life. Okay.
Okay.
Are you good? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for your question. That was a good question. It's baffled the call. All right. Does anyone else? Oh, he does. He's coming. All right, tell us who you are and what you want to talk about.
My name is Karen Chaharia. I'm a Toronto. And we've been trying to renew our license for a while now. And since we moved over to the portal, we can't get any more. And another issue is when we talk on the phone, and like they walk you through it. But one of the problems is my mom, she just became a resident. So her social, it doesn't translate to her new business, you know. She had her salon for some years.
The new brother.
Yes, yeah, so she's been in for 20 years.
Yeah, we're working on that. It actually rotated its way all the way over to here.
Okay.
And then that's where the source of all knowledge is. Her name is Rosa.
Yeah, Rosa.
So whenever you have trouble, call Rosa.
Oh, yeah.
You can't make it sit out the phone, call Rosa.
So we're
ordering the drive through.
So are you saying we are unable to issue the renewal because of the social security issue?
Yeah. So I have to reinstate her her license, that's her for the social. And she just became a resident, she doesn't have any social now. And, you know, before it was a problem, I wanted to come here and tell you guys about it before we got a complaint.
Yeah.
So, we'll have your contact with customer care line.
Yep.
And.
And then my brother too, and my mom, and my brother, I mean, my dad.
So we can work through. Yeah.
Isabella's a good source too, but relative, I think maybe, you know. Isabella's pretty good.
And it's like a bunch of old life things, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for coming out, coming in. Alright, and you already made your comment, so you ain't gonna say anything else, you get one.
Both of us remain the entire time to comment.
Participation, it's hard to get.
This will be called Friday, because the board meeting's on Friday.
Alright, well, we are in a position where somebody can take an issue here and make that, motion of the day. Bring me.
Like to join the meeting?
Your magic. Everybody knew it.
Yeah, we've heard it too.
We have a motion. Oh, there we go. We have a motion in second to adjourn the meeting. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Thanks, guys, for calling me and doing things. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you.
You guys are doing a really, really good job. Got it.
Keep up the good work for like 4 more weeks, so watch yourselves.